What's up, y'all?
All right. So listen, we have a new opportunity so you can be loyal increasingly to the Corner Store Podcast. We have a Patreon account. Tarma, Davian, where can people find us on Patreon?
Patreon.com/cornerstore_pod.
And this is a way where you can support us each and every week. There are, you know, very affordable ways to support the Corner Store. It gives you a multitude of options. You could support the snacks, stop Max from coming out of his pocket every week to, you know, feed people in the Corner Store. And you could also be a part of a live studio broadcast if you wish. There's a lot of things in that Patreon account. Tar, where can people find that one more time?
Patreon.com/cornerstore_pod.
Y'all, please consider becoming a Patreon, a patron of the Corner Store. Thank you for your support. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Corner Store. I'm one of your co-hosts, Kevin Koble. I'm flying, well, not solo because we have an incredible guest in the building, but my co-host, Tom Hot-Davin, is under the weather today. And that happens to all of us. And I wish Tara some rest and recovery. I'm sure she's taking good care of herself, and I'm glad that she will be back with us soon. But today in the Corner Store, we have someone who's really taken over, like, just by storm.
Yeah.
Right? Just like, and I don't want to say out of nowhere, because we'll get to that. Right. But, you know, at least I've been paying attention, you know, for the last few years, I feel like, and have been a big fan of this artist's work. Someone who's, you know, like, very, you know, beautifully rendered portraits are also, like, delving into the realm of the abstract.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of your use of multiple forms,
right,
around the form, mm-hmm, is, I think, the, you know, your narrative process, yes, is really interesting. So I'm really excited to delve in and go deeper with our guest in the Corner Store tonight, Kayla Mahaffey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Welcome. I get it. That sound.
Yeah, you said it right. Yeah.
All right, good.
You're good.
All right, bet. Now, Kayla, before we begin, Max, the snack tour of the Corner Store, has already poured you some of our spirit sponsor, stolen smoked rum, and has mixed it with a little guava juice. Is that a good beverage for this evening?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so you're off the stolen tonight. Max also got you some coffee nut M&M's, a shareable size, so feel free to share those. You know,
thank you.
In addition, I guess, to wash down the M&M's, a naked green machine.
Oh my god!
Packed with vitamins B12 and C. So
yeah,
there you go.
I actually like this a lot.
Okay, good. Yeah, Max tries to channel all of the guests.
Yeah, and that's really good. That's close.
Yeah,
that's really good. Yeah,
that's why he stays employed. If you would be if you would be dissatified with your snack choices,
he'd be gone. Okay.
So I'm glad, for Max's sake, I'm glad that.
That's good, though.
Well, Kayla, welcome. And, you know, certainly want to talk about where you come from and who you are. So maybe we could begin with that. Like, just where do you come from?
I come from the south side of Chicago. I've born and raised there for my entire life. I've moved back from, like, the 100s to the 88th and, like, Loomis, back and forth. But that's where mainly I come from. And that's pretty much it. I went to school at American Academy of Art, which is downtown. It's like right across the street from our institute. But
yeah, let's not rush ahead, though.
Okay. No, it's good.
Like, and then, so why all the moving around as a young person?
I mean, well, it's a lot. I mean, first we were like going through different places, and then like the whole like family thing. I was working around between my parents and all that whatnot. So that's why we moved around a lot. And it was more about income and like talking about like housing, because, you know, Chicago can be kind of expensive.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much why we kept moving around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite spot as a kid that you lived in?
I mean, they're all the same. South Side. Once you live on the South Side, it's the South Side. It's not really like a upper, like, you know, it's just the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do your folks do, or what did they do?
Well, they both are in factories. Everybody's blue collar.
Yeah.
Yeah, like my whole entire family, from my grandparents all the way down to my everybody. Even my cousins are blue collar workers at factories, usually at Ford, at different plants, Wrigley, Gum, that pretty much. Yeah.
Right. And so, and do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have my older sister. She's 29. Yeah,
okay.
Kiana.
And so, well, how did art come into the picture then for
you? Well, I always kind of drew, especially like because the day-to-day things, you know, you can get kind of like, you can get kind of bad on like the South Side. So like it was almost like a way to like channel it somewhere else to like kind of tell that whole story of like where I come from. So doing that was always help, like it helped me. And then when I was younger, I always wanted to be like an illustrator because I did read a lot and I drew a lot. So it like went hand in hand.
So it was from comic books or graphic novels?
Yeah, graphic novels, just regular novels, even like watching like television. I always wanted to do one of those. I knew it was something going to be art related. So even if it was like from illustrating for books, it was going to be that or it was going to be animation.
Who were some or what were some of the early characters?
Some of the characters. I mean, I watched pretty much everything, like from Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, from anime, probably anything from like Spirited Away to like anything like Dragon Ball Z. So all those kind of like stuff from like a really early age. So it was what interested me.
Yeah. And a lot of TV around when you also have.
Yeah.
Like if you're a latchkey kid or if your folks are at work, right? That's also kind of like a makeshift babysitter.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
True. Because like my parents were always working. And then even when it was like that, even if I had free time and like they weren't there. So it was like something to keep my mind off stuff. And then, like I said, once again, the South Side, you can't really like play. We played outside, but if it was just like me and my sister, we couldn't really go outside. It wasn't really like safe, so that was a way to always like keep my attention somewhere else.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I think a lot of people miss, that there is this, there's a generation that has grown up inside, and in some ways like the theft of that kind of robbing a generation of having access to outdoor space in certain spaces in certain places. So what did they think of your early drawings? I mean,
my parents are pretty, they're pretty truthful. I mean, they weren't like, oh, this is like the greatest, but they really wanted me to like continue if I really wanted to do it. They weren't like against it or anything. They were just more like, you know, this is nice, you know, but it was like, this is nice.
Yeah.
Let's put in the refrigerator for a week.
Right.
But nothing like serious though.
So when did it start to become serious for you?
It became serious. Well, for me or for
well, for you.
For me, I kind of became serious with it probably high school, because then I feel like the programs were a little bit more advanced at that time. So like I got to like experiment a little bit more and I got to like do things that I actually wanted to do. It wasn't just like me drawing anymore just to like, you know, just because I felt like it. It was more like, okay, making a grade. It was more about like seeing different artists, seeing like, you know, the greats do it. So it was more like trying to like learn from that and do it from there.
So for you in high school, who were the greats?
I mean, at the time, like I was still on like the comic book like bench. So it was like always like Alex Ross and it was like always like Jay Lee. So I looked up to those guys, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess not a ton of women in those spaces.
Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah.
And was that something, when did you begin to kind of understand that there wasn't?
It was kind of late when I experienced, like, I didn't even notice it. And probably until, like, I can say, like, about, like, 4 years ago. Like, it was when I started actually, like, showing my work when I was like, it's not any girls around. You know, I didn't think about it until, like, that, like, until later on. I was like, oh, God, like. Like, I'm here, but, like, it's, like, almost talking to all guys all the time. And then, like, it would be, like, a girl or, you know, a woman, like, once or twice. But, like, really, like, kind of, like, really passed by. But it wasn't, like, a thing where you saw, like, a lot of women. You know, it was more like if they were, maybe they, like, were behind the scenes with gallery owners. But even if they weren't, it was rare to see a woman still.
Right. Yeah. So I would imagine navigating that is...
Yeah.
Tough.
Oh, yeah. People, when you go into galleries, they can be kind of iffy to show you. Like, I mean, even before I was showing in different galleries, like, I mean, I would go into galleries, but people wouldn't take me as seriously. It was till probably I got my first show at Line Dot. That's when people kind of took me more seriously. And that was like a blind like submission. So they don't know like how I look. They don't know. They were just looking at the pictures and then like, yes, if they like it, if they don't. But they didn't know. I mean, they weren't really caring if I was a woman. It was just sending the photos. If they liked it, then if they liked it, they called me back, and that was it. So,
of course, you have a show at Line Dot right now.
Yeah.
Give people that. We'll come back to what is in the show, but what are the details of the show? Just in terms of where if you could give the address. Line Dot is on Western Ave. Like it's like just north of Augusta. It's like 1100.
Yeah.
What is it? I don't know the number. Yeah. Yeah, it's like I just north of Augusta on Western.
Yeah.
But of course, this is a solo show?
Yeah, solo show.
Yeah, new work.
From 2019.
Okay, yeah. Paintings, and there's also prints available?
Yeah, it was, not anymore, but...
Right.
Yeah,
listen, sold out of those joints.
I don't want to give people false hopes, and then say, it's prints, and then they go call, and then it's been,
Should have copped early.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly. Get in line. You know what I mean? You're going to have a line snaking around like a sneaker drop, for real.
Give people, hope and say, oh, prints available, and they go over there and tell like where's the prints, and then it's like, no.
All right, well, people will come see the show. We'll get to what's in the show. But where did you go to high school?
I went to high school, actually, for a moment we moved again, so we went for the 4 years of high school. We actually moved to Indiana, which was a whole experience.
For the 4 years of high school?
Yeah, and then we went right back.
Where in Indiana?
Portage, Indiana.
Okay, I know Portage, so what was that like?
It was different.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I've come from like Chicago and going to see like just nothing but cornfields.
Yeah, because Portage is not Gary. Let's be clear.
No, it's not Gary. It's like totally.
I feel like I played basketball in Portage versus like very tall white people.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. Yeah, Gary. Portage is like a whole, it's like farm. Everybody's kind of, it's a very close-knit community. Like, you would go, like, only, like, a block away, or, like, a few months past, like, the same people who would be, like, working at Walmart, the next week they'll be working at, like, these are just, like, how I would switch, because it was the same, you saw the same faces over and over and over again, because it was that small of a community. You probably, like, it probably was about, I can probably easily say, like, you saw the same, like, 100, 200 people over and over and over again.
How many people in your high school?
It was, like, out of the whole high school, probably like about 600, but that was a big high school. That's because that was the only high school in the area.
Right.
So like if they were from a different like county or something, they all had to go to that high school. That was the only reason why it was like a little bit larger, but I mean, it was still the same people over and over again.
And what was the art community like in Portage, Indiana?
Yeah, it wasn't really much.
It wasn't popular.
No, not at all. No, I mean, everybody... Yeah, it was like everybody just was into like other stuff. It wasn't really any art really going on. Like nobody really took art that seriously. It was, but the teachers taught it well, but that's probably about it. But like it was only like about the same, like 5-10 students who took it seriously.
And so for you, well, and then my second question about Portage, Indiana, a lot of black folks in Portage, Indiana?
I was probably, in my freshman year, I probably was... It was probably me and like 10 other kids who were like, yeah, black, but everybody else was pretty much white.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what kind of kid were you in high school then?
I just tried to stay to myself. I was from like a big city. So like coming like there, I was like, I don't know anybody. I don't know what this is. So I just had to keep myself. But I mean, if it was somewhere else, probably I would have like been like more outgoing, but I'm like, I'm not used to this. And I just had to like stay in there for those 4 years and like get out. I mean,
did that kind of push you into your practice a little?
I mean, yeah, because in a way, because it was like more like it kind of rushed me in a way, because I knew I had to get where I was going, because at the time when I was in Portage, I feel like I got kind of behind in the art scene because, you know, being from over there. Then it was the Arabs kind of like more like closed-minded in that realm. So like definitely I feel like once I moved back to Chicago, I had to like speed it up a bit, like what I kind of missed out on.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And so at what point, I guess, in high school did you know that you wanted to go to art school?
Probably my senior year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what was it that sparked that idea?
Well, when we used to have like art shows, like little mini art shows, and we would always put our stuff up, and a lot of like my teachers would tell me like, you know, you're really good. Like, you know, you should apply for art school, because I was already saying I kind of wanted to go at the time, but then they were like trying to push me, like they were trying to like, you know, tell me different places to go and everything, and I was trying to go back to, you know, Chicago, so like I was just started looking here. So that's what really, like, I mean, it was really just the art shows and like everybody kind of like pushing me to go, even my mom and stuff.
What was your work like then in high school?
Like it was more like, I mean, I still did like portraiture, like I stayed kind of with that. It wasn't like the whole like mashup like it is today. So I wanted everything, it was more like I said, since it was more textbook art. So it was more like, you know, drawing still lifes, painting still lifes, you know, painting your self-portrait, all that kind of stuff. But it did help me a lot, because it was like kind of the basics, you know.
Right. So kind of
like,
foundational.
Yeah, it kind of helped like a lot. Yeah.
Right. Because even in your portraits now,
yeah,
there's a really beautiful realism that you execute in addition to all this other wild shit that's happening kind of on the, around the border in the periphery of the of that main portrait. So you decide to come to school here in Chicago. You were anxious to get back. In part because you wanted to participate in an artistic community, or just because you wanted to go to school, or both?
Well, I went to, well, a little bit of both, because I feel like Chicago, I mean, it's, like I said, it's kind of, it's a little bit, it's not like New York, like the art scene, but it's a little bit more, you know, in tune with the art scene a little bit more. And not only in tune, I feel like it was a little bit more diverse anyway, so I kind of wanted to come back, like I said, to help me with all that. But definitely, and be, like you said, because I was more homesick and I wanted to get back to Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as a student, I guess, I mean, you had some teachers, mentors there at the school?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
What are some of the things that you developed there at the school that you kind of take with you now?
Well, now they just tell me, like, you know, like the whole, like, technique of everything and, like, trying to, like, start over. Like, because I had a big problem with, like, you know, like, starting something, and then if it didn't feel right, I would still go ahead with it because I didn't want to start over. So it was almost like they kind of taught me, like, kind of whipped me into shape of, like, being okay to, like, make mistakes and then being okay from learning from them and then starting the whole process over. So now I know how to be, like, a little bit careful with my work and to think about it a little bit more instead of just going ahead and just doing, you know, what I want to do and then, like, messing it up. And I used to just turn it in. But that kind of helped me, like, kind of hone in on the skill of it and, like, not – and take it, like, take it more seriously and try to make it look as good as it can.
Sure. And did you start to kind of get out in the, you know, into the gallery scene, into seeing other artists from the city?
Not in high school, no.
No, in college.
Oh, in college? Oh, yeah. That was when everything kind of, like, changed.
Yeah.
Because then, like, our teachers would kind of, like, help us, like, you know, show us, like, oh, it's a gallery down the street. You know, you should go check this out. Look at this, like, look at this gallery, look at this artist. So that kind of helped us, like, feel like, you know, to see people in the actual field that's doing it, it kind of helped us, like, you know, feel good about doing what we were going to do.
Who were some of the folks in Chicago who were inspiring you at that time, or even some of the spaces, some of the galleries at the time?
At the time, I wasn't, like, really big with, like, the artists. I mean, it was a few of them. Like, I knew, I saw Max's stuff, I saw Hebrew stuff, but, like, from... like, mainly, like, the stuff was at, like, the contemporary, like, art museum. And
right.
then going to, like, a few galleries. Like, at the time, I didn't even know what lined out or vertical and all that was.
Right.
You know, that was a little bit later. But they were, like, more showing us, like, museum. And, like, a few other art galleries, like, that were a little bit more in the area. Elephant Room was another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because it makes sense that you mentioned Max Sansing and Hebrew Brantley. Because your work, in some ways, is in a conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they themselves, obviously, they've worked together a lot, but they are also very different. In some ways, like, you're somewhat in between their conversation, you know, between Max's, like, very strict realism in some instances, even though he has elements of the fantastic.
Right.
And then Hebrew's more cartoon-like.
Right.
And you're kind of, you know, fitting in between in some ways. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They were influences in that sense.
Then? I mean... the thing is, like, what I was saying, like, I found it kind of late at the time, like, when I was telling you about, like, the graphic novel and everything and, like, learning how to do, like, all that stuff. At the time, it was almost like I already had tried to make that style. So it was more, because, like, people always do compare those two. But, like, when I found out at the time about Hebrew and stuff, it was already, like, the style
You've been doing your thing.
So people always tell me, like, it was, like, it was meant to be, you know, kind of thing. I mean, I thought that was cool, but at the time, I was already kind of trying to do, like, that whole, like, cartoon and the portraiture thing. Because at the time, I was like, I like both. Why not just put them together? So that's
right.
what I was
kind of. So what is that moment? Because that seems to be a really, you know, important moment in your career.
Yeah.
That happens in college?
Yeah, that happened in college.
And was it you? You just were kind of split in between these two spaces?
Like, yeah, because I'm like, I don't want to do one. I don't want to do the other. So, like, why not just try something?
Up.
Right. Why not just try something new? Uh-huh.
Right. So what was that, or those early experimentations like?
They were pretty, I mean, some of them were pretty good, though. Like, I mean, I liked them, but it was, I feel like now I'm trying to, like, make it, like, more even. Before, it was almost, like, one or the other. So it would be, like, little realistic elements and then a lot of cartoon. Then some other pieces were, like, mostly everything realistic was just little spurts, like, here and there. So I feel like I'm trying to make it more, like I said, balanced in that sense, not only composition, but also the subject matter. So I feel like, yeah, over time is definitely, it definitely was some experiments, but I feel like now it's kind of a more of a healthy balance.
Yeah, it's a very healthy balance. It's a beautiful balance. And I'm curious about the meaning of it, but yeah. in those early experimentations, were your professors reticent for that mix, or did they encourage it?
At the time when I started going into that realm, they were kind of iffy about it because they were it's
like,
not
what the
really
fuck are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is too wild. This
yeah,
is too fresh.
Exactly. They thought it was like so it was like which one do you want to do? Do you want to do like animation, like cartoony, or do you want to do portraiture? Because like it was a lot of like from my professors, like I had illustrators, you know, telling me like do that, and then it was like the fine arts, like oh, you should switch your major, because at the time I was an illustrator major, so people were trying to tell me to switch majors and everything, but I was like, I'm just gonna try to do this and see where it goes, and if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, I'll figure it out later. Maybe I might change it, but at the time I was comfortable doing it, and I mean, I kind of liked it because I was doing like both things that I liked, so
right.
It was a lot of teachers telling me to don't do it.
I feel like it's that Reese's peanut butter cup moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you're like, whoa, this is delicious. People are like,
right.
No, it's going to be nasty.
Gonna be, it's
yeah,
crazy.
Don't do that.
That's right. That's crazy talk. Right.
Right. And so when you first, were you like, oh shit, I'm actually on, this is me. I'm onto something. Like kind of the beginning of that discovery of your own real voice, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it felt.
Yeah.
That must have been a pretty powerful thing to
discover. I mean, it felt good. Because like at the time, like it was the whole thing about being an artist. You have to be you have to be almost recognizable. And it's almost like an originality that has to be there because, you know, if people see like a Sam Rock piece or anything, they know who it is.
Right.
They see Jay-Z Rivera, they know who it is. And you want to see somebody seeing like that's Kayla, that's Kayla's piece, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's so, definitely happening.
Yeah,
right?
I'm glad it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, cause now you are kind of like, you're out here.
Yeah.
You know, how did that first, but you mentioned kind of a blind submission at Line Dot. Is that, but that wasn't the first time you'd shown.
Oh, no, that
shown.
Wasn't the time you'd, me showing.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
when people kind of like, jumped. Yeah.
Right. Cause Line Dot has a bigger profile.
Yeah.
And shout out Line Dot and Vertical and, you know, the folks who kind of, you know, hold that space down.
Right.
But when did you begin to kind of get outside of the school and begin to show that
was,
new work to other folks?
Well, it was probably, I was in my first year, and then I just kept saying like, if I'm going to do this style, I'm going to just keep producing it like how I want to do it. So I just started making a lot of pieces and posting online, you know, posting on Instagram, Facebook and everything. And then it's a guy who visited the school. He saw that I was, you know, on the school's page, and he sent me an invitation to be in a gallery. But it was like, I mean, it wasn't like a gallery. It was like a coffee shop.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, whatever. I don't care. My first time showing work. Why not? So I was like, sure, you know. And then we went out. He put up the stuff, and that was my first.
Where was that? Where was this coffee shop?
It's the coffee shop. It's North. I can't think of the name right now because it was a long. I'm going to say a long time ago, but it was a few years ago. But I can't even think of it right now. Yeah, but it was it has like red lettering. I can't even think of it, but it's like in this North Side. It's like it's part of the Giordano's way up north. I can't.
It's a place.
Yeah, it's a place.
That's your
I can't think
show.
Of it right now. Yeah.
Was that a good experience? Your first show?
Yeah, I mean it was different.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like you know, just painting inside your house and actually seeing it up.
Right.
It's two different things, and then not only that, like the people coming up ask questions. That was new, you know, and all that whatnot.
So how do you get used to that?
You
especially
know.
Someone who is not an introvert necessarily, but someone who is, you know, I mean, an artist, it, you know, for the most part is a bit of a solitary act.
Yeah, it
and
is.
And then you're in constant, you know, approachability,
constant,
conversation
constant
with the public.
Like talking with people.
Yeah.
It can be much. I mean, like most people can come up to you and then they're fine. They'll like have a little conversation with you, you know, and you're like, okay, cool. You know, they like your work. But then you have the people who are like, you know, like, oh, I would have changed, you know, some weird, like
I did not
why
ask
are you,
you
yeah,
why?
Like, are you, or they'll ask you, like, the meaning of something, and you're like, okay, cool, I'll tell you, and they're like, I don't see that, like, what was the point of you asking, you know, so, I mean, it's like, I mean, you get used to it, because it's over and over and over again, but, I mean, it can be draining, yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it can be draining.
All right, so, let's talk about the work,
uh-huh.
right, before we get into kind of meaning, content, at this point, just where are you making work?
like where, like,
do you have a studio or
now I'm currently working out of my house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cheaper that way.
Of course. No, yeah. But I have like a little sunroom that I write in every morning.
It's basically like we moved everything out the living room and it's like my spot now.
Yeah.
But besides that, yeah, it's just, I mean, I don't mind it.
And so, your process of making, I mean, how often are you trying to be in that room and what do you go through in order to kind of prepare work?
Sometimes it's more like in an idea, like I'll have an idea, I'll like sketch it out, and sometimes it's like I have to paint it right then and there, because like it's almost like, you know, when it's something so fresh in your mind, you have to get it out. So I'll go in there and just like start drawing it out, start painting. How often has it happened? I mean, right now it's probably happening almost like every day or every other day. Because it's more like
this is a full-time gig right now.
Yeah, it's a full-time gig.
Art,
yeah.
Life.
Just yeah, it's art.
Congratulations,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, thank you.
Right, because, I mean, that wasn't necessarily always a possibility.
No,
or...
definitely has helped out. I mean, it's definitely paying the bill, so I'm happy about that.
How soon from college to full-time art life was that transition for you?
The transition, like, over time, like, I was... The last job that I had was, I mean, it was pretty bad. I was taking care of dogs. Like,
hey, listen, my dad was a dog walker for a long time. Do you not like dogs?
Cool, it's like dogs are awesome, but it can get...
It's hard. No. What were you, like a doggy daycare thing or a dog walker?
Yeah, doggy daycare,
okay.
Yeah. So like, you know, the people went on board, the animals would come in.
Yeah.
You know, so you take care of them overnight. And I worked overnight.
Oh,
so
that was
That was hard. But it was a nice paying job too. I mean, I think I get paid. It was up there and I got hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was fun. I mean, it was fun for the most part. It can get dirty, but
I'm sure. And dogs are disgusting.
I mean, right, exactly.
They're lovely.
Yeah, they're lovely, but yeah.
Gross, yeah.
And there was some days I was working like, I worked like 10 hours each day overnight. So like, go in at like 9, leave at like 6 or something like that, 6-7. So it depends on the day, but it was pretty... I mean, it can get pretty like hectic.
Of course.
Yeah, like some days.
Yeah, and that work is real and also exhausting.
Yeah,
And so how long ago then did you have that last job?
It was probably 2 years, a year ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to think about it a year
right.
ago.
Because you're living the dream now, right? I mean,
exactly.
A lot of people's like aspiration is to live as a full-time artist, to be able to make the work that they want to make and live that life.
Right.
So now you're able to do that every day.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that... And of course, you're getting all this really incredible attention, deservedly so. What are some of the things that you hope people take away from viewing your work?
Well, I hope people, especially for like the young artists out there, I hope they see it as a way to inspire to do something that they necessarily didn't think that was possible. You know, especially being a black young woman in Chicago and come from the South Side, people don't think it's a possibility of like becoming an artist, living full time, doing things like that. So I feel like it's definitely like made a push. I've even seen it from the people who come up to me and shows who like say like, you know, I've never thought of doing it like full time, even thinking it possible for a woman to do it. So a lot of people have taken away from it to like the extra push. And even some, not even just gonna single to women, even some men who like didn't think it was thing, you know, they came and like told me like, you know, I really want to actually do it full time too. Yeah.
That's powerful, right?
Yeah, thank you.
To inspire then.
I didn't think I was going to be an inspirational person.
No?
At all. No, I mean, like, not to that extent, like, people coming up to me, but no, no.
And so what do your folks think of this now?
They're pretty happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And is there, because I imagine, I mean, you know, I'm an artist and my folks did not make art. And when I first told them, they were like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right, like, no way.
And now, like, they kind of get it, you know, but for them, was that transition into this life? Was that an easy thing for them to understand?
Yeah, it was pretty easy.
That's great.
Yeah. Cause at first I thought it was going to be a thing, but I mean, at first they were like, oh, I mean, until like when you see, like they start selling like the cells and stuff, then it was like, it was more real, but you know, everybody jumps on board then, but
right,
you know,
exactly.
I mean, but like before then, even then, when I was telling them that I wanted to do it, they didn't have a problem really. They were pretty supportive.
Do they come to the shows?
Yeah, they came to the first one. The second one, they were going to come, but a lot of people had to miss it, but they're pretty happy about it.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, all right. So let's talk about the Line Dot show that's up now. What's the name of this show?
Off to the Races.
Okay. Yeah. And what could people expect to see in the gallery?
Well, for the gallery, I wanted to go and focus on like the whole like race theme. And like, I wanted to go with the whole, like how life is can be, you know, a dangerous roads It can be like a race to the finish line for like success or happiness. So I want to have like the whole like coming from like a humble beginning and like reaching to like for your expectations, reaching for your goals, you know, even like I said, it doesn't really matter where you come from, but it's like how and what you do along the road and what you get to the end. That's the whole main reason of like doing the journey of life. So that's how I kind of want to do that. But I kind of want to stick with the whole like child theme because I feel like, you know, like children make the future. So like, you know, if it starts young, you know, what can they do when they get older? But, you know, it's only like up from here, only positive vibes from here. Yeah.
And the central figures in your in your work, are they inspired by people you know,
kids you know? Yeah, some people, like, I'll have, like, different articles where I cut out, like, of the different kids, like, especially, like, the expressions. And then some of them I'll make up for myself. But, you know, they always end up coming out like, oh, that looks like your cousin. You know, like, people always tell me that if I like, make it up for my head. I don't do it, like, knowingly.
Right. But of course, that makes sense, though.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
Well, of course, the reception for the show has been incredible. Oh, as you said, sold out.
thank you.
Which is great. And then you have a show, you're part of a group show coming up at Young Chicago Authors.
Yeah, Young Chicago Authors, May 24th.
And can you talk a little about what will be in, the,
in that
show?
Well, for the Shiro show, it's like more talking about, you know, women empowerment. It's talking about, you know, showing like the different women artists that are in Chicago that can rep for everybody, you know? Like, because, you know, like I said, people don't see women in that field, so it'll definitely be, I feel like, inspirational for, like I said, for girls especially to get out there and to do what we have to do. And it's more talking about, like, the whole, like, having women as heroes, you know, seeing what they, you know, the power of a woman, the strength that we have, and, you know, how we move things forward in the future. Yeah.
Bet. All facts.
Thank you.
All right, so those are the things you have coming up immediately. I'm wondering in this moment, you mentioned JC and Scent Rock.
Yeah.
Who are some of the folks that you are checking for in Chicago now in addition to them? Folks who are your peers or folks who you see their work, you're like, oh shit, yeah. I'm rocking with you.
Well, Vivian, she's pretty, Vivian's stuff is pretty cool.
We're big fans of hers in the corner store.
Sergio Farfan, his stuff.
Yes,
Joe Renda, Oscar Joyo, like, they're all really good. Those are like my buddies. Like, those are like the little small
stuff. That's also like a dream group show.
Like, we hang out.
Nice. Y'all hang out.
Yeah, we do. We're actually like friends. Most of us actually went to the school together.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The same
school, American Academy Art. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But different times. All like Oscar was leaving and we only met like at a spur of the moment, like a few seconds. And then Joe, he came after me. But by that time, because I only went for 2 years, and then I, like, left. But the last year, that second time I came back, he was there, and I met him. And then he told me about Sergio, and then we were all friends.
Oh, that's really cool. Well, because we also saw your work in Bridgeport in a show that they did, right?
Complex.
Which is really, really beautiful as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that show was great, and they did a good job of curating.
Everybody's stuff looks really nice.
Yeah. Nice. That's a good crew.
Yeah, it's a very good crew.
Yeah. So in that artistic conversation, do you show each other work and give each other critical feedback and things like that?
I mean, lately we've been like pretty stingy. Like, we don't want to surprise each other. We see each other all the time. Okay. So it's like, it's more, we try to keep everything under wraps. We want everybody to be like, you know, like a shock value, like when we see each other stuff. But we do. We'll ask each other, you know, does this look right? How do you feel about this? You know, some people do it more than others, but I mean, it's all good though.
Right.
But and we like support each other. We buy each other's art, anything, you know, and we tell each other about shows and everything. So it's really nice to have people like that around.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Do you have other people in your life who are kind of your close, trusted collaborators or people to give you, you know, that good feedback?
I mean, like, I don't, like, it's just really my friends. I mean, we'll have, like, a few times we'll talk to, like, gallery owners, but it's always that weird, like, you're kind of like my boss.
But it's they're always twirling their mustache.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so it's more like, it's just our peers. Like, we just talk to each other.
Bet.
Yeah.
All right. So you have of course, the Line Dot show is up now. Mm-hmm. The Young Chicago Author show is coming. The Shiro show is coming. What's next then?
What's next?
Yeah.
Some stuff is going to be under wraps, so I can't tell you everything.
All right.
I mean, I would like to, but they were like, no, you can't.
No, that's why you signed NDAs.
Yeah, but I do have a show coming up in October with Davi Golden.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Love him.
Yeah, he's gonna be. It's gonna be at Elephant Room. I don't think we have the exact date yet.
Love that gallery
but, yeah,
too.
Yeah, Elephant Room. It's like a little quaint. Like it's really cute.
Yeah, right near Columbia College on Wabash, I guess.
Yeah,
like 800 blocks.
Yeah, it's really nice. So that's gonna be fun. It's gonna just be me and him. So
yeah. Wow,
that's gonna be really cool.
So, you know, because he also is someone who plays with both the realism and because he also has these characters that come from cartoon-like work, maybe street art-like work. That, you know, and so that'll be a really great conversation.
I feel like
we all have. That's really dope. Have you spoke with him yet? Or
We're gonna speak next week. Actually.
Oh wow, that's gonna be an exciting conversation.
Yeah, it's gonna be next week. Yeah,
nice. And of course, where can people see your work just online and what were the best places to be in tune with what you're doing?
Right now I'm more focusing on like Instagram and like I have like a website, but like I haven't updated it for a while.
That's all right. But IG continues to, that's kind of the space for all this. So what is the IG and what is the website?
The IG is KaylaMae_art and then the website is KaylaMae.art.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, we are big fans and certainly excited to see more and more of your work in the future.
Yeah.
When you have, either in October, maybe we'll get you and Dovey on together in October before that show, which could be really fresh. I love Dovey, and he's done really good, great work in this city. But salutes and thanks so much for being in the Corner Store tonight. Thank you. Yo, we want to thank DJ Exist for the beat.
Langston Olsen for the art.
Big ups, Todd Manley at WGN Radio.
And Max and Dami, the Corner Store interns.
Salutes to our super producer, DJ Cash Era.
You can keep in tune with the Corner Store at @cornerstore_pod on Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud.
Also, you can stream and download the Corner Store wherever you listen to podcasts.
And please rate and subscribe and comment on iTunes.
Please, y'all, consider giving us those 5 stars.
Thank you for listening.
We're going to see you next week.
The Corner Store is brought to you by Stolen Spirits.